Welcome to Retire True North Radio, your deep dive into making your retirement money go further.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're tackling a topic that's really critical to nearly every American's financial future, Social Security.
Absolutely. It's fundamental for so many people.
We've received some pretty crucial information recently, things we really need to unpack. It sheds light on the challenges ahead, but more importantly, what you can actually do about it.
That's right. We're going to look at the current state of Social Security, why some of those traditional filing strategies might not serve your best interests anymore.
Right.
And really how a comprehensive approach, looking at your entire retirement picture, can help you navigate these, well, complex waters.
So our mission today is really to equip you with the knowledge to make the most informed decisions possible for your Social Security benefits.
Exactly. Knowledge is power here.
Okay, let's unpack this then. The headlines about Social Security, they've been concerning for a while now, and the information we have seems to confirm those fears. Many of you listening have spent your entire lives contributing, right?
Yeah.
Expecting those benefits to be there in retirement. But we're facing a pretty significant challenge, aren't we?
We are, and it's not just speculation anymore. What's fascinating here is that the Board of Trustees has actually confirmed.
Confirmed what exactly?
That the Social Security Trust Fund is projected to be empty in less than 10 years.
Wow. Empty. Less than 10 years.
Yeah. This isn't just some, hypothetical scenario. It's the confirmed trajectory based on current law and projections.
That's a pretty stark timeline. So, okay, what happens then? What does empty truly mean for someone who's, say, approaching retirement or maybe already receiving benefits? Does it just stop?
That's the key question. And empty is maybe a bit misleading. It doesn't mean the checks vanish completely.
Okay, that's somewhat reassuring.
But, and this is a big but, if Congress doesn't act, your benefits will automatically get cut once that main trust fund runs out.
Automatically cut? How does that work?
Well, the government can only legally pay out benefits based on the taxes they collect each year once the reserves are gone. The ability to cover that gap between incoming taxes and promised benefits, it just won't be there without legislative action. They'd have to reduce payments to match the income.
So maybe like an 80% payout or something like that?
That's roughly the projection, yes. Somewhere around an automatic 20% cut across the board if nothing changes.
Okay, a 20% cut. That's certainly not great news. But it also sounds like there has to be something proactive we can do, right?
Absolutely. This brings us to the strategies.
Right. Many people have heard the conventional wisdom about Social Security. Does that still hold up in this this new reality we're talking about?
This is where it gets really interesting and, frankly, a bit concerning if you're following old advice.
How so?
Well, those traditional strategies for filing, in our view, they're just no longer the best approach today. Maybe not even viable for many people.
What was the old advice, just so we're clear?
The old advice often suggested delaying your benefits as long as possible. You know, wait until 70.
Right, to get the biggest check, that fattest check in the mailbox idea.
Exactly that. Maximize the monthly amount.
I imagine many listeners have heard that exact advice. So why is that potentially not the best approach now?
Think about the timing. If you're approaching retirement today and you follow that traditional strategy, delaying until 70, you could be just starting to collect your benefits right around the time the trust fund is projected to hit that depletion point.
Oh, I see. So you delay for years to get the bigger check, only to have it potentially cut right when you start getting it.
Precisely. The goal shouldn't just be the biggest gross check on paper. It has to be about the highest net income you can actually secure and keep throughout your entire retirement. Net income, after taxes, and potential cuts. That's the key.
Okay, so it's clearly a much more complicated decision now than just, choosing to delay or not.
Yeah.
What kind of factors do we need to consider beyond just your age and that potential benefit amount?
Right. If we connect this to the bigger picture, maximizing your net income from Social Security today means looking at your whole financial landscape, everything.
Such as?
Well, it includes a really careful consideration of the taxes on your other income, like your IRA and 401k withdrawals, how those distributions impact the taxability of your Social Security benefits.
Ah, the tax torpedo.
Exactly. And, of course, the current state of the Social Security Trust Fund itself, and maybe even potential future legislation. It's multi-layered.
So it's really not just about Social Security in isolation then.
Yeah.
What other parts of your retirement picture play a role in this decision?
Oh, absolutely. We need to look at your total retirement picture, your IRA or 401k balances and withdrawal strategy.
RMDs, things like that.
Definitely RMDs. Mm. Other taxable income sources, maybe rental income, part-time work. any pensions you might have, other investments.
Okay.
And crucially, we also consider spousal benefits. When should one spouse claim versus the other? Survivor benefits. These can be huge factors.
Right.
And overlaying all of that is how these different income streams will impact your taxes. It's about optimizing the whole system, not just one part.
Wow. That's a lot to consider for folks. And frankly, it sounds pretty overwhelming to try and figure all that out on your own.
It is a ton, yes.
So given that complexity, what exactly does the process of making the best filing decision look like? How do you even start?
Well, it is a lot. But as fiduciary financial advisors, it's really our duty not to cut corners here. We believe the only way you can make the truly best Social Security decision is by taking all these steps.
And you probably can't just walk into the Social Security office and get this kind of analysis right.
That's a really important point. Frankly, you're not much better off turning to the Social Security Administration directly for this kind of personalized strategy.
Why is that? I mean, don't they have all the information? They run the program?
They do have the rules, yes. They know the regulations inside and out. And they can tell you what the rules say, what your benefit estimate is at different ages. But their job is to administer the program according to the law. It's not their job. And in fact, they're actually prohibited from giving you personalized advice.
Prohibited?
Yes. They can't tell you, based on your 401k and your wife's pension, you should claim at 64. They can't factor in your specific tax situation or your other assets.
So they give you the options, but not the recommendation for your life.
Exactly. Which raises an important question. Who can give you that personalized advice?
And that's where advisors like us at True North come in, I assume?
Precisely.
Okay, so can you walk us through how we help our clients with this critical decision? What's the process look like here?
Absolutely. So first, we start by pulling your actual benefits information directly from the Social Security website. We need the real numbers.
Okay, get the facts straight.
Right. So you understand all your options, claiming at 62, 67, 70, spousal options, everything, and exactly how much the gross benefit would be at each age.
But as you said, the biggest check isn't always the best outcome.
Correct. That's just step one. Next, we do a deep dive, a thorough examination of your total retirement picture.
The whole landscape again.
The whole landscape. All income sources, IRAs, 401ks, pensions, investments. We analyze spousal and survivor benefit strategies. And critically, we model the tax implications of different claiming scenarios.
So you can see the net effect.
Exactly. We show you the projected net income under different strategies. From there, we identify what we believe is the best informed filing decision you can make, specifically knowing the financial troubles Social Security is facing today.
And you've done this before.
Oh, yes. We've helped literally thousands of people maximize their net income from their benefits, finding the strategy that makes the most sense for their specific situation. And we can do the same for you.
So, okay, bringing it all together, what does this really mean for the bigger picture of someone's retirement? It sounds like optimizing Social Security is just one piece, albeit a really important one, of a much larger puzzle.
That's precisely right. Social Security is absolutely critical. For many, it's the foundation of the entire retirement income plan.
The bedrock.
The bedrock, exactly. But it is just one piece. Think about it this way. When you have a comprehensive plan, one that works strategically to reduce your taxes over your lifetime,
mm-hmm.
one that gets the most net income from Social Security, not just the biggest gross check, one that plans proactively for the frankly, skyrocketing cost of healthcare.
Yeah, that's a big one too.
And one that generates reliable income from your investments. When all these things are working together in concert, the whole is truly greater than the sum of its parts. It creates resilience.
That synergy you mentioned.
That's it. That synergy is what provides real financial security and confidence in retirement.
It's a powerful thought to leave folks with. The synergy of all your financial pieces working together. So discover how you could potentially make your money go a lot further in retirement with a free, customized True Retirement Plan from us here at True North Advisors.
Yeah, this is a customized financial game plan. It's not generic advice. It includes strategies specifically designed to help reduce your taxes, maximize your Social Security benefits based on everything we just discussed, plan for those healthcare costs, generate income, and more.
And normally, a plan this detailed could cost quite a bit.
Absolutely. Most advisors would charge, you know, thousands of dollars for a customized plan like this, but we're offering it at zero cost to you today.
Zero cost, zero obligation. Let us do the heavy lifting, run the numbers, so you can see what's truly possible for your retirement savings.
That's right.
Now, this offer is specifically for those who have saved at least $200,000 for retirement. If that's you, we invite you to schedule your complimentary retirement analysis now.
It's a great opportunity to get clarity, to take advantage of this personalized review and really understand how these integrated strategies can work specifically for you. Just give us a call. The number is 864-800-1831.
Let me repeat that. Call us at 864-800-1831.
That's 864-800-1831. We look forward to talking with you.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Retire Trend North Radio. We look forward to helping you navigate your path to a more secure retirement.